The Carnegie International is one of Pittsburgh's biggest art events, drawing artists from around the world. One exhibit in the 57th International lets you take an original artwork home. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports on fruit and other things.
Hunter's choice. Huntress restraining the hounds. Huron's campgrounds.
That's artist Linka Clayton reading some of the titles depicted in Fruit and Other Things. It's her contribution to the Carnegie International with fellow Pittsburgh-based artist John Rubin.
Hydrangeas, hydrangeas and yarrow, hypocrisy, I am an American.
Fruit and Other Things is inspired by a list the Carnegie kept of all the titles of paintings rejected from the first several internationals, starting in 1896. There are nearly 11,000 titles in all. Clayton and Rubin alphabetized them, then hired artists to neatly trace the words on paper. Just the words, that's all we have of the rejected paintings. The artists paint the titles right in the gallery with brushes and India ink. The exhibit is named for one of the titles, says Clayton.
So the title's Fruit and Other Things, and for us it perfectly describes the project in that it's incredibly specific and absurdly general in one title.
At any moment, three dozen of the ledger-sized paintings circle the walls of the museum's Forum Gallery, black lettering on stark white paper. The twist is that each visitor can take one home. Dozens do so each day, and thousands since the International opened in October. Harrison Lee is a Carnegie Mellon University sophomore who came here with his anthropology class.
I got the humility one, which, you know, I think is a good thing to have in your house.
The effect of all these words on paper is at once simple, on the surface, and ironic, as if the words were suggestions of what to actually paint, or placeholders for presumably beautiful images arriving any minute. Some visitors might even recall René Magritte's famous painting of a pipe, with text reading, "This is not a pipe." For the team of artists hired to paint the words, the experience can be rewarding.
Oh, I love it. It's very meditative.
Katie Gablick is one of 15 artists who've sat in the gallery, patiently working their way through the 11,000 titles.
It's very exciting to see how excited people get when they finally get their painting.
Some patrons have stood in line for an hour or more for a chance to choose a title, says artist John Rubin.
So the fact that you could walk in and take a piece home with you is like a kind of tiny little miracle that converts someone's passive viewing experience into this active, almost shopping mentality.
That choice can be highly personal.
I was kind of waiting for something that maybe had something that really resonated with me.
Geneva Martin has visited the International several times. Her pick was going to prayer meeting.
When I was a child, we would go to prayer meeting, and I never really liked it. And interestingly, the piece that I got, it was smudged. So on the G, there was this big black smudge. It was like somebody dragging their feet, and I thought, yeah, this is for me. This tells my story, you know.
Rubin and Clayton ask patrons to photograph themselves at home with their new art.
I mean, in some ways, what's interesting is it creates an inversion of this archive that we found here in the museum, you know, stuck in a file cabinet, and now there's a new visual archive, which is completely visible in public, of, you know, the works in people's lives.
Clayton and Rubin are both internationally exhibited artists whose work takes new angles on the everyday. Rubin is a Carnegie Mellon University art professor. His projects include Conflict Kitchen, a food stall that served dishes from countries the U.S. is in conflict with. He also created The Last Billboard, which ran provocative messages on a rooftop in East Liberty. At the Carnegie International, their Fruit and Other Things gives the ghosts of these rejected paintings, their titles, new life as accepted artworks.
It's kind of, the exhibition is this moment that looks both backwards and then creates a new future.
The Carnegie International runs through March 25th. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
The Carnegie Museum of Art is an underwriter of WESA.